Samaveda Bhakti, Transcendental Book Distribution, Srila Prabhupada Marathon, Gopimanandi, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 I have a surprise for you. I thought that today's verse was First Canto, Chapter 15, Text 20. But it's chapter 5. So I studied for chapter 15. And it's also related to book distribution. So I thought maybe we'll just fast forward 10 chapters. So you're not going to be able to read it. So I'll just read it here, the translation and the purport, and we'll talk a little bit about how to relate this into book distribution sense. This is the Prabhupada Marathon. So hung Narpendra Rahita Puruso Tamena Sakya Priyena Surada Vidihena Sunya Adhan Yurukrama Parigraham Angaraksham Gopar Asadvir Abaleva Vunir Jitosmi. Please repeat Sa. That.
That.
Aham.
Aham.
Myself.
Myself.
Nupa Indra.
Nupa Indra.
O Emperor.
Emperor.
Rahita.
Rahita.
Bereft of. Purusha Uttamena.
Purusha Uttamena.
By the Supreme Lord.
By the Supreme Lord.
Sakya.
Sakya.
By my friend.
By my friend.
Priyena.
Priyena.
By my, by my dearmost.
By my dearmost.
Suhada,
Suhada,
by the well-wisher.
Vidayena,
by the heart and soul. Shunya, vacant. Adhani, recently. Urukrama Parigraham, the wives of the all-powerful. Anga, bodies. Rakshan, while protecting. Gopai, by the cowherds. Asadvi, by the infidels. Abalaiva,
like a weak woman.
Vinirjita asmi,
I have been defeated.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Emperor, now I am separated from my friend and dearmost well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore my heart appears to be void of everything. In his absence, I have been defeated by a number of infidel, cowherd men while I was guarding the bodies of all the wives of Krishna. Purport. The important point in this verse is how it was possible that Arjuna could be defeated by a gang of ignoble cowherd men, and how such mundane cowherd men could touch the bodies of the wives of Lord Krishna, who were under the protection of Arjuna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has justified the contradiction by research in the Vishnu Purana and Brahma Purana. In these Puranas, it is said that once the fair denizens of heaven pleased Ashtavakramuni by their service, and were blessed by the Muni to have the Supreme Lord as their husband. Ashtavakra Muni was curved in 8 joints of his body, and thus he used to move in a peculiar curved manner. The daughters of the demigods could not check their laughter upon seeing the movements of the Muni, and the Muni, being very angry at them, cursed them that they would be kidnapped by rogues, even if they would get the Lord as their husband. Later on, the girls again satisfied the Muni by their prayers, and the Muni blessed them that they would regain their husband even after being robbed by the rogues. So in order to keep the words of the great Muni, the Lord himself kidnapped his wives from the protection of Arjuna. Otherwise, they would have at once vanquished from the scene as soon as they were touched by the robes. Besides that, some of the gopis who prayed to become wives of the Lord returned to their respective positions after their desire was fulfilled. After the departure of Lord Krishna, he wanted all his entourage back to Godhead, and they were called back under different conditions only. Om Jnana Paranda Shagiranjana Shakya Chakshram Malitam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukram Kuro Tibachalam Pangun Lang Hai Degurindak Kripata Raham Bande Shigurum Dinatana Vanchikapati Vishcha Kripa Sindhu Kevacha Patitanam Bhavani Vivaishnave Vyo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasti Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So the first point here is that Arjuna felt separation from Krishna, which is very understandable. Imagine being with Krishna for so long and then all of a sudden you're separated. So he is feeling this separation from Krishna. And actually this is the reason that there's so much anxiety and suffering in society, because people are separate from Krishna. This is the main problem. So this book distribution mission is to help people again become connected with Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Nasti Buddhira Yukta Shana Chayutu Sabhavana, that if one is not connected to Krishna, one cannot have transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which one cannot have peace. And without peace, where is the question of happiness? So if one is connected to Krishna, then we become intelligent. There's some people on this planet that are very intelligent. There's one Korean gentleman, he's got an IQ of 210. Very intelligent. Others, they have very high IQ. But if our ordinary bhakta comes and is just here for a few months and he understands Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, he has a higher IQ. High IQ. Imagine Krishna's IQ. Inconceivable. He's never made a mistake. That's Krishna. So intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. Who we are, who Krishna is, what's the goal of life, why are we here? These are the questions of an intelligent person. And all the questions of an intelligent person can be answered simply by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. All the answers are here. Srila Prabhupada told the devotees when they asked him, Prabhupada, when you leave, how are we going to get the guidance that we need? And he said, everything is in my books. Everything is there. And he said that my devotional ecstasies are in my purports. So when we distribute books, we're giving the essence of Srila Prabhupada. What a great blessing. Prabhupada's devotional ecstasy each time you distribute a book to someone. I can't imagine how fortunate they are. They're very fortunate. Prabhupada said even if they see a Sankirtan devotee, they benefit. Or if they touch a book, what to speak of, they give a donation, they take a book. They benefit so much. Their intelligence becomes nourished by hearing absolute information. There's so much information being distributed all around the world, so many books, millions of books. That literature which does not give description of the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the entire universe, are said by sages to be placed in pilgrimage of crows. And those who are devotees of those, they do not derive any pleasure. On the other hand, that literature which does give descriptions of the glories of the Lord are relished by those persons who are interested in achieving the higher goals of life. It's meant to bring about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. So these books are very powerful. So when Prabhupada was here, so many people were joining. There was one book called The Hare Krishna Explosion. Hare Guru. So many people were joining. It was a revolution. And still people are joining. All over the world people are joining. Not as much as when Prabhupada was there. That was a particular time that Krishna reigns, that people were against the war, and they were against, you know, becoming detached from the materialistic way of life. Now pretty much people have gotten more and more back into the materialistic life. It's a little more difficult for people to join. But people are joining. And people are benefiting from this knowledge. Now this story there with Ashtavakra Muni, it's interesting that these heavenly ladies, they were serving him very nicely, but they had a purpose. They had some desire. It's interesting, it doesn't say that they prayed to him for the desire or to have the Supreme Lord as their husband, but somehow he gave that. I guess he was just so pleased with them that he could be the wives of God. So of course they must have been very pleased with that. But then you could see how there wasn't real love. They had some intention there, because when they saw him and how he walked, they started laughing at him. Very offensive. So then he cursed them that they would be kidnapped by rogues. And then again their devotion came up. Oh, please forgive us. Forgive us for our offense. Yeah, all right. I forgive you. And then he said that they would be that they would regain their husband even after being robbed by the rogues. That's interesting. A devotee actually is not interested in anything material, or only interested in spiritual activities, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya, instructed those verses, the Shikshashtaka. And in that, in between these verses, a very nice verse, he says, Prema Dana Vina Vyarthi Daridra Jivan Dasakuri Vetana Mori Deha Prema Dana. That within one's life, one does not have the love of God, then one is considered to be poverty stricken, Daridra Jivan. You've heard this term, Prabhupada used, Daridra Narayan, Mayavada, poor Narayan. No, God is never poor. But anybody who thinks this, they are poor. Daridra Jivan. So there's a lot of Daridra Jivans, a lot of poor souls in the material world. So the purpose of this movement is to try to help people become wealthy souls. What does it mean to be a wealthy soul? It means to have Krishna. It means to have Krishna. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to help people become wealthy, not materially wealthy. People can be so materially wealthy but still be so unhappy. So many examples of wealthy people committing suicide. I was just listening to a lecture by Rajan Swami, and he said he knows one billionaire. Imagine being a billionaire. It was like $1,000 million, billionaire. They have the same system here also. Is that a billion here also? It's different in different places of the world. It's a lot of money. Billionaire. So he was talking to Radha Swami. He said, I never laugh. Imagine. Never laugh. So much money, so much anxiety. And it's like, I'm sure it's like that with so many of these wealthy people. There's no, you have all this money, it causes anxiety. So to have real wealth means to be Krishna conscious. So we're giving people, when we distribute these books, we're giving them an opportunity to become Krishna conscious, to attain this real wealth of Krishna consciousness. And there's no loss. This wealth is so wonderful. Neha vikramanasosti prachivaya anavidyate svapam yasitamisya trayate matopya. In this endeavor there's no loss or diminution. And a little advancement on this path can protect him from the most dangerous type of fear. So what a wonderful bank account. You put something in it and you never lose it. Someone gives some donation today as you're out distributing books. That's eternally there in their bank account. Never lose it. So much benefit. And it can only increase. They give a donation and they read the book. Sometimes if people pass it on to others, they also benefit. I left my thermos bottle there. Yeah, that green one there. Yeah, can you bring that over, please? Thank you. Excuse me, I got a little throat problem. So by this book distribution, we are actually benefiting the people. People are getting a chance to understand who God is. It's like here, it says that Krishna, he is Purushottama, he is the supreme enjoyer. Now people, everybody wants to be the enjoyer. That's why we come here. We want to be the enjoyer. We want to be God. We want to have the position of the supreme enjoyer. But no, we are all in service of God. And anybody who's trying to be the enjoyer and not the servant, such a person is a criminal, because trying to take the property of God for their own sense gratification. So therefore this material world, Srila Prabhupada said, it's like a prison. We're all prisoners in the material world. There's so many prisons on this planet. I heard in America recently they hit the 2 million number. 2 million prisoners in jail. So much crime going on. So imagine there's one prison where there's a lot of prisoners, like 1,000 prisoners. Bad people. But one prisoner in there decides, I'm gonna go good. I'm going to change my life in prison. So he starts thinking about different things he can do to be good, to show goodness. good if I help other prisoners also become good. That'd be good, right? So if he were to do that, then imagine how grateful the wardens would be, the prison guards, and managers of the prison, that many prisoners actually became good. They'd appreciate it a lot. They have a name for it in America, so if someone becomes good within prison, they get out on good time. Probably have that here too. They get out early on good time. Because they became good, they got out early. So this material world is a prison. And somehow we are in this process of becoming good again. And actually these temples are kind of like hospitals by which we can become good again. So if we also go out of the hospital and we try to help others also become good, imagine how pleased Krishna is. We go out and we try to help the prisoners become good citizens. Krishna is very happy. And therefore he says, Yaitam Paramang Guryang Madbhakte Sabadhash Nacha Tasma Manushes Kashya Megh. That anybody who is preaching this message of Bhagavad Gita is most dear to me. And there'll never be anyone more dear to me than that person. Because Krishna has got a problem. Krishna has a problem. Yeah. The problem is this prison. This huge prison. Millions, millions, trillions of living entities in the material world suffering due to forgetfulness of Krishna. Due to being separated from Krishna. So he comes to solve the problem. Paritranaya saranam vinasaya chadushka. Whenever there's a predominant rise of irreligion and a decline in religious practice, at that time I descend myself. Why? To rectify the situation. To give this knowledge so they can wake up and get on the right path. So by going out and distributing books, we're giving people this opportunity to become good citizens. So they can get out on good time. And we can get out on good time also. But before we leave this world, let's try to do as much as we can to help the living entities understand the absolute truth. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna was speaking to King Prithu. And he said, Surya Sutaya Sarvabhutesu Narayadeva Narottama. Suda. I can't remember. Anyway, he says, one who is actually intelligent and desiring to engage in welfare activities for others is considered to be the best amongst the human beings. So there's a lot of people that want to do welfare activities for others. So this is the highest welfare, because we're going straight to the root of the problem. Now we're not just dealing with the externals, feeding people and clothing people and all the external things. We're going to the root of the problem, the soul, the impure soul. We're trying to help the impure soul become pure. So this is the highest welfare activity. And Lord Vishnu goes on to say, in such personalities, they are never malicious towards anyone. Why? because they always know the difference between the soul and the body. They always know the difference between the soul and the body. So when we go out on book distribution, we should try to see this. Try to understand. The real thing is the soul. We're speaking to the soul, not to the body. Try to transcend, go beyond the body to the soul. Really nice meditation. Wonderful meditation. Not only the soul, but the super soul. We're there to serve the super soul and to serve the soul. It's all about service. We want to serve these unfortunate souls that have drifted away from Krishna. And we want to serve the super soul. Super soul is very pleased when we approach the souls to give them Krishna consciousness. Because the super soul is going around following the souls throughout the universes, waiting, very patient. Lord Vishnu is very patient, just waiting for the souls to turn to them. So when he sees that his devotee is going and trying to help these souls that have drifted so far away for so long, imagine the super soul is in that heart so pleased. Can't even conceive of how pleased Lord Vishnu is, Paramatma, to see us out there giving this transcendental knowledge to the conditioned souls. So we're very fortunate to be able to engage in this activity of book distribution, because this is the only lack in society. Krishna consciousness. It's the only lack. It's the only needed thing. I mean, because people are drifting more and more away from spiritual life, therefore so many more problems are coming up. So, this verse also goes to say that Arjuna, he was lamenting because he had lost his dear friend and well-wisher, Lord Krishna. So Krishna, he's the friend of all living entities. He's the best friend of all living entities. Everybody wants to have a best friend. Someone you can always count on. He'll always be there at your side if you have some difficulty. So Krishna is such a good friend that you can blaspheme him. You can become the president of the Atheistic Society in Australia. And Krishna's right there still, just waiting for you to turn to him. He's such a good friend. No matter what you do, you can be a Hitler or a Stalin or a Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha. Krishna will always be there waiting, wanting to help. Any little inkling towards him that he helps. Prabhupada used to say, you take one step towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards you. Such a good friend. And he wants to see everybody happy. And that's the mission of this society, to try to help everyone become happy. Nice mission. Such a nice mission. So to do this, we have to pray very sincerely. If you want to have success on book distribution, you have to pray to Krishna like anything. And you have to read Srila Prabhupada's books. This inspires you. So many wonderful statements in Prabhupada's books that will inspire you to distribute books. Just a few weeks ago in Los Angeles, I was distributing books at a university, and Before I went out, I was reading in the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna, or Srila Prabhupada, he says in one purport that if one is attached to the results of his activities, then he's either going to suffer or he's going to enjoy the results of the action, because he's thinking he's the doer. So I was meditating on that, and I was thinking, why do I have to be so attached? So I was praying to Krishna, please remove this attachment. I will just go out there to please you, to help conditioned souls. So from that meditation, just meditating on that little one line, one purport in the Bhagavad Gita, so many people were taking books, and I was really happy. So then I started meditating on another little statement Prabhupada writes in another purport. He said, if one has some success in an activity and does not give credit to Krishna, then he cannot ultimately do anything nicely. So then I started thinking, Krishna, I'm not doing this. You're doing it. All the credit is yours. I was meditating like that. And then 2 minutes after meditating like this, one student came up. I was showing him the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, yeah, it's very interesting. I'd like to take it and give you a donation. So he pulled out his wallet, and pulled out $5, and put it back. Pulled out $50 and gave it to me. I was shocked. Students don't give $50. I've been distributing books for 14 years at the universities. Never has that ever happened. So I was just thinking, see, this is Krishna. 95% of our ability to distribute books is in our consciousness. So we had to chant the holy name very sincerely, attentively. We had to read Prabhupada's books attentively. And then your consciousness rises. And as Prabhupada says in one purport, he says, as we continue on in this way, we enter into the mysterious region of transcendence. Nice region. Region of transcendence. And if we don't have this, we stay in material consciousness, we stay in the gross region of material consciousness. So we're so fortunate we've got this opportunity to elevate our consciousness and to help others also elevate their consciousness. So I believe this is supposed to end at 8 o'clock. Am I right? Yeah? Quarter past. Oh, okay. All right, then we'll continue. First, if there's any question, maybe we can open it up now. If anybody has a question. Yes?
I would comment. That's why we should worship Srila Prabhupada, actually. He has opened 108 temples, and what you said, the soul is drifting away from Krishna, and therefore we have to bring. And each temple is like a hospital. Even in this hospital also we have different type of patients. Some are very advanced, some are very low. Sometimes people say, oh, ISKCON devotee, he was doing like this. I said, because this is a hospital. So how can you blame X, Y, Z?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
And Prabhupada is like an ambassador from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has preached the whole glory of Krishna. Put Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, everything in front of us. That's why we like to divide Prabhupada's teaching in 4 A, B, C, D. A is the station, B is Prabhupada's books, most importantly, as you just now said. C is chanting, and D is emotional service. If we have what this A, B, C, D, that's in our mind, we can do the best service and most sincerely. Recently, I was in India, and because of this little knowledge I got from Prabhupada, I can see how people are drifting away from Krishna. In spite of such a holy land, India, people are. My own sister, I'll give you an example. She is a very learned lady. Her husband got accident, so he had a bleeding from the basal ganglia of the brain, the base. And now he realized that she was following very ordinary guru. So we told there are only four actual points where we can have the guru. A bona fide guru either you can get from the ISKCON or from Buddha Sampradaya or from the Sri Sampradaya. Or so I told them all that. So now they realize that yes, we have to have a spiritual master from ISKCON because this is the best organization. So now people are understanding and we have to give this knowledge to everyone. Whosoever we come, as you said, Jare Deshke Tare Kare Krishna. Thank you very much. I have one question I have got. Maharaj, how did you join ISKCON? If you can tell us a little bit how you happened to find ISKCON and join.
Well, it's related to book distribution. Fortunately, I got a Bhagavad Gita. Would you like to hear it, Helen?
Yes,
how it happened? I grew up in Los Angeles, young, materialistic, militia, average, nonsense, rascal. So I was at a friend's home, and on the television came one yogi speaking about some spiritual subject matters, and it kind of sounded interesting. So I went to their center in Los Angeles, and they have a 3-day thing where you go and you learn about what they're about, and if you want, if you're interested, you can get a mantra, buy a mantra. So I went there for 3 days. All right, try it out. Try some meditation. So I paid for a mantra, $120. Two syllable mantra, $60 each. Innocent, stupid. You know, we don't know any better. Yeah.
So much cheating.
Yeah, so much cheating. So now with inflation, the mantras increase, now it costs $1,000. And people are paying. And that one student distributed books, he said, I'm working this summer so I can buy a mantra. Such cheating. Prabhupada said, I could have made so much money. 16. 16 in each mantra, yeah. But Prabhupada wasn't a cheater. So, but it was good. I was chanting this mantra, Ainga. 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 But you're not supposed to repeat it, and it loses its potency. The potency just lost right there. So it was good, and you do this 15 minutes twice a day, and it would help me. You know, I slowed down. It was good, you know, actually. And then I started reading books on philosophy and spirituality. So it's actually, this is Maharishi Mahesh Yogi for transcendental meditation. Many devotees actually were involved in that before they became devotees. So it was kind of like a stepping stone, like a bridge before going to Krishna, kind of like a preparation. Interesting. Actually, there's an interesting thing. He went into meditation for 3 days, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, in some cave in India, and he came out, and his disciples asked, so what is the result of your meditation? Krishna consciousness is the highest. He said, the result of my meditation after 3 days is Krishna consciousness is the highest. And then they said, well, then what should we do? Senior leaders, they went to Prabhupada, they took initiation from Prabhupada. And the devotees heard about this, and then they said, Prabhupada, maybe we should go and speak to him and he can bring his whole movement, you know, to Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada said, no, he has his movement. Prabhupada's very mature, you know. So, So I was doing this meditation, and eventually I decided to leave Los Angeles and go in search of a paradise where I can just do my meditation, do my spirituality, and without materialism of society. So I left LA in search of paradise. Before I left LA, I got this one book by Baba Ram Dass, who was a famous American guru back in the 70s, 60s and 70s. Be Here Now. So I was reading that book, and as I was reading it, and I was traveling, he said, as you advance in spiritual life, you become detached from material things, from family, from material friends, and all these. So I thought, all right, that sounds good. And so as I was traveling, all my things were stolen. So I was thinking, okay, couldn't do it on my own, so there's some higher power that took it away. I was thinking, okay, this is good, the process is working. You know? So then I continued traveling. I still had some money. I had my passport. I had this book. So I decided to go to the Bahamas. The Bahamas, you know, that's on the east coast, southern east coast of America. Not part of America, but some island there. So I thought maybe that'd be a good place. So I flew over there. It was very materialistic, very bad. I decided to leave the next day, back to Miami. But before I left, someone stole all my money. Now I have nothing. No money. I still have my passport. Somehow I still had this book. So, but you know, at that time in my life, I had never been so happy. Because I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, something wonderful is happening now in my life. And I'm not going back anymore to material life. So it was a very, very special moment in my life. Just before I flew back to Miami, I just felt very strongly the presence of God and that He's taken me on this divine path. So I flew back to Miami, not knowing where I'm going, just in the hands of God. So I'm hitchhiking, not knowing where I'm going. Somebody picked me up. He said, where are you going? I said, that's a good question. I don't know. He was a little shocked. So he said, maybe you should go to Key West, go down and get a job. So I took that as the direction from God. So I went down to Key West. And I got a job in Key West. So I'm still reading this book by Baba Ram Dass. And in the back of the book, he had books recommended to read. And one of them was Bhagavad Gita. And that word, just Bhagavad Gita, just stuck out. Like, wow, that sounds like a very mystical book. Never seen the word before. So I went to the library, public library in Key West. And there was 4 Bhagavad Gitas. Now what? Which one to choose? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. The Prabhupada looks the most attractive. That goes to the credit of the DVT. Very attractive. Prabhupada's Bhagavad. So I pulled out Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Thank Krishna. Look at that. Otherwise, I'd be really confused. So I took that Bhagavad Gita home. And I was amazed. I couldn't put it down. I read it in like 5 days. And from reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, I was chanting Hare Krishna all day at my job. So I was reading Bhagavad Gita and I was working. And I had a job where there was nobody else around, so I was just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And I was really happy with this mantra. threw away the other one in the bin, and then I was just chanting Hare Krishna. So from reading the Bhagavad Gita, I started also following all the regular principles, and I was just chanting. So after 3 days of this chanting at my workplace, I walked out of my workplace, and devotees were having Harinam 100 meters from the door where I was working, from the shop I was working. So I walked over to them and said, "Hey, you're chanting the same mantra I chant?" And they said, "You chant Hare Krishna?" I said, "Yeah, I've been in that building chanting Hare Krishna all day long." Shocked. They were shocked. So they preached to me for a couple hours. And that night I moved into the ashram. So Krishna swept me up very quickly. His mercy. So this is the power of the Bhagavad Gita. There's people out there that are searching for God. Not everybody, of course. Most people are just looking for sense gratification. But there's some people that are looking for Krishna. So we have to be out there. If we're not out there distributing books, then they're not going to get that opportunity. And they'll find some other spiritual movement, so-called spiritual movement, right? So many movements out there. So I moved in that night to the ashram, and then I was reading other books. There was one book there I was reading, and it said Prabhupada was quoting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that if one does not chant 64 rounds a day, one is considered to be a fallen soul. So I was thinking, God, I don't want to be a fallen soul anymore. I've had enough of that. So I started chanting 64 rounds a day. But I was still working. So I only do that. I did that for a couple of days, and then I went down to 32, but I was chanting 32 rounds every day. Well, I had my job also. So then the devotees, they said, actually, what you should do is you should go to Miami and get trained up, because they have a real temple there. That was just a preaching center in Key West. So they said, you should go to Miami. They have a bhakti program. You can get trained up in nice and Krishna consciousness. So I said, okay, that sounds good. So I went to Miami temple. And the Mayan temple was a very special temple. It was about 8 acres, and 6 of those acres was just flowers. So that was my first seva. I was picking flowers. And we were distributing, the temples all over America for deity worship. There was 80 mango trees. Good mangoes. We had mango pie, mango ice cream, mango cake, mango shake, mango. We had mango from out of ears.
Mango ice cream.
Mango everything. And there was swans, and there was ducks, and there was peacocks, and it was so beautiful. So many tropical plants were there, and there was a big pond there, and there was chickies, and it was just so beautiful. And the devotees were so nice. I was just thinking, boy, it's like I dropped into heaven or something. It's just so. Remember when I left LA, I was looking for paradise. Yeah. That was as close to paradise as I've ever been. Up till now, it was so nice. So nice. So then, after 2 months of picking flowers and washing Krishna's pots, the president asked me, "Are you very bold?" I said, "Well, I can be bold." So the next day they put me on book distribution. And it was very difficult. Very difficult. So one day I went back to the temple and I was reading Bhagavad Gita. And I read this book, Yam Hinavyatyantyate Purusam Purusasam Samadukasukamdya Somatadvaya Kapate. But if one is not disturbed by happiness and distress, and is steady in both, soon eligible for liberation. So I was thinking, yes, this is the problem. I'm too disturbed by happiness and distress. So I learned, that was the first verse I ever learned. Because it's difficult. Book distribution can be difficult. It can be very sweet also. It's like a chutney. A chutney, Prabhupada, should be so sweet that you can't stop eating it, and it should be so hot that you can't eat it. So book distribution is like that. It's so sweet you can't stop. It's so difficult. It's hard to continue. It's very nice. So then I was distributing books. They had me distributing on the street lights. I was just getting donations. Street lights, people would stop and distribute BTGs and get donations. And then they asked me to go to the airport. So then I did the airport for 16 years. And now I've been distributing books at the colleges for about 17 years in the airport and 14 years at the colleges. It's very nice. Distribution is very nice. My favorite activity. By far my most favorite service of book distribution. Because when you go out on book distribution, you give reciprocation with Krishna. Just like this incident I told you about. I was just meditating on these two lines, and so many people were taking books and giving nice donations. So you feel the reciprocation. The more you're plugged in, the more you're connected to Krishna, the more you get this reciprocation with Krishna. And this is what we want. Right? Yeah. This verse by Lord Chaitanya, he said that anyone who does not have love for you is poverty stricken. And then he goes on to say that therefore I only want to engage in service to you, and what I want in return is love for you. See, devotees aren't desireless. Otherwise, if we're desireless, then that's a stone. Everybody has a desire. We want something. So what do we want from Krishna? We only want love for you. Selfless love. What is that? Nadhanam, nadhanam. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want followers. I don't want money. I only want pure love and devotion to you. So this is all we want. This is all we want. Nothing else. If you have that, then you're a very wealthy soul. There's Daridra Jivan, and what's the opposite of Daridra? What's the word? Anybody know? Prabhupada used to say that they call it Daridra Narayan, but why not wealthy Narayan? What's the Sanskrit? Anybody remember? Huh? No. Dhani. Huh? Dhani. Yeah, Dhani. Dhani Narayan. Wealthy Narayan. Or you can be Dhani Jivan. You can be Daridra Jivan or Dhani Jivan. So we're trying to become Dhani Jivans. Wealthy with Krishna consciousness. And we want to go out and help others also become wealthy with Krishna consciousness. Give up their poverty of material consciousness and try to help them become wealthy in Krishna. So is there any other question or comment? I like that, ABCD. Association, book distribution,
chanting,
and devotional service. Very good. Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. That's why book distribution is so nice. Because you got to be into it. You can't be mental. Distribution. It's very demanding. It's like when we're distributing, we have to pray, Krishna, please help me to be an instrument, help me to have compassion, help me to distribute this mercy, help me to be sincere. Now when you're in the kitchen, you don't have to pray to Krishna, please help me to cut this carrot, please help me to serve this subject, please help me to do it with sincerity, please, my Lord. You don't have to. But with book distribution, they actually have to be like that. It's very demanding. And that's what makes it so exciting. Because you have to rise for the occasion. You can't be in material consciousness. So this is one of the most ecstatic features of book distribution. You got to be into it. Can't be on the mental platform. Not only while you're out there distributing, but even here at the temple. That's one of the keys of remaining steady in book distribution, that when you go out on book distribution, you have a certain consciousness. And that is to give Krishna consciousness to others. Yeah. Just to be absorbed in that. And when you come back to the temple, you don't give that mentality up. You keep that. You continue praying to Krishna, please, Krishna, help me. And you pray to the deities, please help me to be sincere in this activity. Okay. Yes. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. How old is she?
She's
13 in the hospital, emergency. What was the problem?
I think they've done a lumbar puncture. That's what was bringing the
MS. Meningitis. Okay. But you're a doctor. That's right. Chanting on a book distribution, ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai.